Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 29, we were taught that when we start out to do something without first seeking God's will, we are headed for disaster. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When we seek to do God's will according to our feelings or the circumstances instead of waiting on the Lord and direction from His Word, we are headed toward disastrous results. Although we may know the work itself is the will of God, we have an example of that, as a matter of fact, in the book of John, chapter 21. You remember the story of Peter and the other six disciples with him, seven in all, they're out fishing. And as they're out there fishing, they catch nothing. Now, the resurrection's already taken place, and they've already met with him once. But as they're out on the Sea of Galilee, Jesus sees them as the morning hours come, and he hollers out to them and says, cast the net on the other side, on the right side. And so they do. And they pull in a great catch of fishes. There were 153 fishes, we're told, that were in that net. And the net did not break. And we're told they were great fishes. Now, that would be kind of hard on a person to see all those great fishes and not have a camera, as they did not have in that day. But, oh, I tell you what, it was a great catch. Well, as they made their way back to shore, six of them tried to drag that net of fishes in and could not do it. Try as they may, it just wouldn't come in. Well, Jesus had made some fish and things on the fire there, and so they come, they have a little breakfast with Jesus Christ. Then Jesus says, go, bring the fish and count what you've got. And Peter by himself goes there and draws them in, and they count the fish. Now, just think about that. Six men could not bring it in, but one man did. Now, it was the will of the Lord to cast a net. It was the will of the Lord to catch those fish. And it was the will of the Lord to bring those fish in. Some have said the 153 fish represents 153 nations at that time and would show us that the gospel was to the whole world. I've not actually checked that out myself, but that sounds very logical. But building on that, the fish could not be brought in until Christ said, okay, now bring them in. You see, the difference in the work was waiting till God directed. We may know God's will, and we may know God's way. The will was to cast the net. The way was to cast it on the right side. But to bring them in was not God's time when the six tried. But when he says, okay, now bring them in, that's the time. Sometimes you can know the will of God, the way of God, but you get ahead of God's timing. And when you do that, then you're headed for trouble. That's one of the things, I'll mention a little bit more about it later, but maybe that's one of the things with Abraham, Sarah, and the story with Hagar. They got ahead of God's time when he was going to do something. Now, let us briefly set the scene in our text. The Philistines are gathering armies to fight Israel. We're told by hundreds and by thousands, and it's all their armies. It will be an all-out offensive. Kind of like when we think of back during World War II, my own father served in World War II, and he was a part of D-Day. And D-Day was a very large planned attack. And so he helped attack at that time. Now, this will be the war that will bring about the death of Saul and of Saul's sons. Many scholars believe that God intervened to send David home so he would not sin against his own people by killing some of his own people. Now, we don't know that for sure because the Bible doesn't tell us that for sure. I personally believe something a little different, but yet the Bible doesn't tell us that for sure, but it's quite possible. I personally believe that David, by his character up to that point, and his sparing of Saul and other things, I believe that David, at the rearward, would have attacked the Philistines from behind and delivered Saul. Therefore, God intervened because he had appointed that Saul was going to die. And understand, when we do God's will, we must be sure that we do it God's way. So I believe that it was in David's plan and heart to maybe get in good with the good grace of Saul. And perhaps that's what those other Philistine generals thought, told Achish, no, don't bring him with you. Oh, no, don't bring him with you at all. And maybe they thought that's what would happen. And so David is trying to do God's will, but not God's way. See, it's not a question of motive. Some people in contemporary worship, they have good motives, but it is not God's will. That's where we go back to Hagar and Abram and Sarah. Abram and Sarah knew that it was God's will for Abram or Abraham to have a son. But Sarah says, I'm past age. Abram's not getting any younger. So I'll give him Hagar, my handmaid. And even to this day, we're suffering the consequences of that decision. But you see, they're trying to do God's will, but that was not God's way. And it wasn't God's time. God was going to wait a few more years, at least another 15, or close to 15, before Isaac would come on the scene. So again, don't ever try to do God's will your way. Don't ever try to do God's will in a way that is opposite of the way that he wants it. But on the other hand, don't get ahead of God either. Do God's will, God's way. Now, the Philistines are the enemies of God. And they are also, therefore, the enemies of Israel. However, we need to understand that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Deceit, worldliness, lying is never right in God's will. In order to win them or to defeat an enemy, it is never right in God's will, even if our intentions are good. We remember back in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 16 through 19, that the chapter we've just finished. It says, Then said Samuel, Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed? Think about that. When Saul's talked to Samuel, and he says, Now, the Lord has departed from you. Okay? He's departed from you. And so he's talking to him. He says, Why have you disquieted me and brought me up? Samuel says to Saul. And Saul answers, I'm sore distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me and answereth me no more. Neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I've called thee, that thou mayest make known unto me what I shall do. Then said Samuel, Wherefore then dost thou ask of me, seeing the Lord is departed from thee, and is become thine enemy? And the Lord hath done to him as he spake by me, for the Lord hath rent the kingdom out of thine hand, and given it to thy neighbor, even to David. Because thou obeyest not the voice of the Lord, nor executest his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore hath the Lord done this thing unto thee this day. And of course, he's consulted a witch to bring up Samuel, and the actual spirit of Samuel comes up, and what happens there is not going to be good for Saul, and he finds out he's going to die the next day. So it is God's will for Saul to die in this battle that our present chapter is addressing. If David is successful in his attempt to do what he thinks is God's will, it may interfere with the plan of God. So again, we must learn to wait on the Lord. Listen as I read from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past finding out. Now, David did not know God's way or mind in this matter. He was doing what was right in his own eyes. And what he thought was right was wrong. Now, verse 34 there says, For who hath known the mind of the Lord? Or who hath been his counselor? The popular chant of today's religion is, Hey, you gotta change. And that is spoken to our unchanging churches that stand by the Word of God, still preach the Word of God, and still have standards, and still want to walk in holiness. But now I will say this, I do agree that we need to change, because the Bible says to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It says to be ye holy, for I the Lord your God am holy. And the emphasis there is that this is a continual growth, so therefore, we should be more holy than we were last year. And next year, we ought to be more holy than we are now. And so, if we're going to change, that's the changes we should make. Now, if you go and be more worldly, you're not changing. You're just reverting to the old type. You're just reverting to the old nature, because that old nature's still there. And so, you're going back to a way from which God called you out. And that is always a mistake. We go and read verse 35. He says, Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So all things are for, through, and to him.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast. 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.